All right, family, welcome back to the show. This segment is brought to you by bestblacknews.com, our news and entertainment provider. PA here. Got some good folks here. About to kick it for a minute. Way out west, we got Tommy Tremier, my good brother in Utah, representing the Republican side. How you doing today, Tommy?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me. I'm blessed. Good.
Glad to have you back. My little brother down in Orlando, Florida, representing Pine Hills. He's the king of the hills, independent. He hold everybody responsible. He don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Green Party, whatever. If Jay got a problem with you, if you're not right for the community, he coming at you. We got JSL in the building. How you doing, JSL?
Check. Blessed, man. It's a beautiful day in the hills. We here.
There you go. 90 degrees, man. You gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Right. Hey, starting with you, Tommy. Who won yesterday, man? Who won, Tommy?
Well, you know what? As a representative of the Republican Party, I felt like we did an exceptional job. The main thing is this. We got a little bit more out of this debate than we did the previous one. So, Trump 2020.
Okay. Jay, your thoughts, man?
I appreciate that. I completely disagree. As a recovering political partisan, and now I don't even call myself an independent voter. I'm just a black voter. I didn't really get much out of this. I sat there and listened for an hour. I heard talking points. I heard a couple lies, but I didn't hear any of the issues that I, as a black man in this country, like really would like the leadership to address. So I didn't really get much, but you know, shout out to them. At least so they were spitting on each other.
Who you think won, Jay? Do we have a pick?
I think the white supremacists won. The domestic terrorists in this country who got a shout out about a week ago, and then in this one didn't even get really addressed, didn't even get called out in any forcible terms. Coming off a week where they attempted to kidnap a governor, is that right?
Yeah, it's been alleged that a militia group has kidnapped Governor Michigan.
As a black man, we can't even, you know, wear a hoodie too aggressively without being called everything under the sun. So that kind of blows my mind, you know, that folks are out here trying to kidnap governors and we can't have a conversation about that. So I think they came out on top at the end of all this.
Well, and what do you think, Tommy? Did your party do what it set out to do? Was its mission accomplished?
Yeah, our party was to talk about facts, and most importantly, be respectful to the other party. A lot of the ideas that they talked about last night, those are some of the green tea, things like that, whatever it is. I can't even think of what it is right now on the spot. Those are ideas that came from us, the Republican Party. So let's be honest about it.
Jay, any thoughts on that?
I want to give him a chance to just touch on, like, when you say green tea, what are you talking about? I want to make sure I understand.
Well, you know what? Again, I'm gonna look it up so that way I can give it the correct word. But basically, there's a new bill that's gonna pass that allows more money here in America for us Americans. A lot of the philosophy behind that the Democratic Party's on board with, the reason why they're not on board completely is because it's just something they want to fight about.
So you believe that they probably agree on the terms. They just want to fight it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the admissions, right? It's all about saving the American people more money. It's all about giving us the opportunity. So you hear a lot of Democrats say that the Republican Party doesn't give opportunity. I just don't think that that's true. To each its own, though.
All right. Your candidate yesterday kind of like did not address the systemic racism in America. And he kind of denounced it as if you will say that, then you're criticizing or you're lying on America. Any thoughts on that, Tommy?
I think those are opinions if you feel like that was what was said. I feel like Pence is really smart by not talking about things that our president should talk about. So you go about it in a classy way, and people are upset about it, right? Like, it's not his place to talk about it. It's our president's place to talk about that. That's my opinion.
Okay. All right. So I don't have
to touch on that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
Just to touch on that, I think if there was one winner, it was the white supremacist domestic terrorists. If there was a second winner, it was definitely Vice President Pence. Because I think people kind of discount him because he's quiet and he's not like in the news the way that POTUS is. But there's a reason in 2016, like, he was actually the front runner going into it. And then the Republican Party had to compromise on their principles and settle to the guy we have now. But, like, he's always been good at talking. Like, he makes you feel comfortable when you're sitting and listening to him, even if he's lying straight to your face. He's a great politician. I think that it really showcased him in this time. And I think it worked out really well for him.
Tommy, was there anything that you saw from Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, that you agreed with? And I'm gonna ask Jay the opposite.
You know what? I'm impressed by her. If I were to vote on the other side of the fence, it would only be because of her. It's not because it's something that Biden's doing. Clearly, she knows the law to the highest level. She's very eloquent in how she speaks. Everything about the lady is unique. She demands respect, but she demands respect in the way that shows class. You gotta love that, right? But there is a catch. You saw the real Black diva part come out in her early in the debate. Her body posture was so tight and tense. And it took her a few minutes before she relaxed and she started throwing good hooks. That's a problem.
Why is that a problem?
That's a problem because it lets you know that emotions, she acts on emotions.
But you don't think Trump.
So does the president.
You don't think Trump acts on emotions?
I mean, on Twitter, yeah. On Twitter, absolutely. Right? We all can talk some shit on Twitter, but will there be a law passed? Let's talk about some of the things that she done in the past. Mm-hmm. Marijuana violations, drug offenses, you sending these guys away, packing evidence to keep an innocent man in prison? Come on. That's what you want as your political party? I'm not willing to go there with her for that reason, but she's okay.
She's okay. Obviously, the citizens in California have found something good about her for her to get elected to a statewide office since that time, since that it all happened. You know, and I'm sure Donald Trump probably has changed from the time when he was, you know, taking an ad out on the Central Park Five people, you know, knowing that they're innocent.
Has he?
We don't know.
Before President Trump was the president, he was good enough to be in everybody's videos. He was good enough to say, man, Trump is cool. Sat around with one of the greatest boxers of all time, Mike Tyson, to be around Don King, to be around some of your other influential people. Let's talk about Jesse Jackson. Some of these people he was around, and all of a sudden, now he's a racist. Now these people are nowhere to be found. If he was truly a racist, like everyone says, and a bigot, like everyone says, don't you feel like those people that were around him would come out and say something?
I think some of them have. I think the biggest evidence working against Trump is that the racists believe he's a racist. You know, they rock with him. You know what I mean? He gets the invite to the party. Why, me and you might not get the invite to the party. And they seem to be rocking with him, man. These Proud Boys, all these other groups, you know, they rocking with Trump. But I want to go to Jay. Jay, did you see anything by Pence that you liked? Did you see anything that resonate with you?
Not really. I mean, I like that he doesn't like yell. That's nice. That's a nice change. No, I think neither side really said anything that I much cared for. What I will say is, as a vice president, I think he's the best vice president that we could have had for this president. I think Trump's health is a national security issue. I think his debts, that's POTUS's debts, like his personal debts, like the money that he owes people is a personal issue. Same way, I think that Biden's health is an issue. And whatever Biden's closet that we don't know yet, or maybe will come out later, whatever's in there, that's an issue to me as well. So I'm not really, it doesn't sway me one way or another. I'm glad this was civil, but I didn't really get much out of it.
All right.
I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Tommy.
So as this young man describes, kind of where young America is, where Black America is, most importantly, collectively, are you going to vote?
Absolutely.
And who are you going to vote for?
I'll let you know after I vote. I know specifically down here we have some really important local elections happening, and that's been my call really since this election cycle has started up, because it seems like this entire campaign has really just been about personal beefs. Like, Joe is beefing with Trump because he don't like how Trump talks, and Trump is beefing with Joe because he's still mad at Obama. Your personal beefs really have nothing to do with me at the end of the day. I know locally, we have Congress people that are on the ballot right now. We have a sheriff's race that was really important that I was very invested in because that matters to me. You know, voting local is I think our biggest responsibility at a time like this, especially when the national conversation is a circus.
All right. Tommy, question for you, Tommy. In Utah, is the Democrats really coming after the Black folks in Utah to get them to vote?
Absolutely not, man. You know what? At the end of the day, dude, the West Coast is a little bit different. You know, it's not valued. I mean, sure, people see the color of your skin, but at the end of the day, if you're American, you're an American. If you're a Democrat, you're going to see more divide being Republican and Democrat versus the color of a person's skin here. Ben McAdams, he's a Democrat that's running for Congress. And then there's Burgess Owens on the last one you saw. I definitely appreciate him. There's been times where there's been low blows from the Democratic side, and it's unfortunate. You know, at the same time, talk politics, don't talk dirt. That's how I look at it.
All right. Jay, in Florida, Trump campaign has been aggressively targeting the Black community. Can you talk about that? And do you think it's having any kind of impact?
Absolutely. I'm speaking to you guys now from Pine Hills, Florida, which is really a suburb outside of Orlando, like the downtown Orlando area. Back in the days, back in the 50s, back in the 60s, I couldn't live here because it was segregated. And it was for, you know, people that were, you know, working for Lockheed Martin. At the time, it was Martin Marietta. It wasn't for us. Fast forward to today, we're they like to call us majority minority, which I think is really offensive. I think it's really disrespectful. But yeah, we're a Black community. The vast majority of us are from somewhere else. My parents are first generation from Haiti and Jamaica. So yeah, we're mostly immigrants here. And I've seen Black Voices for Trump up and down Pine Hills Road and up and down Colonial more than I've seen anything from the other side. It's mostly sign waving and the flags and stuff. It's not really a substantive conversation, but the fact is that they're out here. And PA and I had this conversation because the other radio stations out here are playing content from Black Voices for Trump.
Yeah.
And it seems like the Democratic Party down here hasn't really sunk in yet, that maybe you want to reach out, go talk to us, connect with us, something. So that's fine by me. Like, if it's not in your interest at this time to have a conversation with me, that's cool. My interests don't move. My issues don't move. So whenever they have a second to come talk to us, I'm going to sound exactly the same.
Right. There are over 300,000 blacks in Central Florida, a huge black population. And we're hearing and we're seeing that the Democratic Party is not heavily targeting the blacks. We heard from Luke and all the folks in Miami saying that the Democratic Party is not talking to the hip hop community there in Miami. And we know we got about 1 million black folks in the Miami area. I'm wondering is, you know, is the party really gave up on Florida or think they got it in the box? I don't know. But back on this debate, what would you have liked to have seen, Tommy?
As far as in this debate, what would I like to have seen?
Because they didn't really answer a lot of questions.
You know what? They dodged a lot of questions, but we're having to get used to that, right? Like, these are things that are a problem for me. When it comes down to politics for me now, it's not a Republican side or a Democratic side. What it truly is being well-centered and truly being an American. If you truly care about this country, then you would realize Democrats have some very good values and some very strong points and truths along with the Republican Party. If they truly cared about us, those things would be easy for us as Americans to see and come together on. Right. So we can't blame Trump for escalating racism, because that racism is already there. What we should be doing is thanking him. And what we should be doing in a black community is stop doing the violence among ourselves, the hatred among ourselves, and being able to appreciate ourselves, right? So let's take the state of Florida where you at right now. I want to say Tallahassee, they had 4 murders yesterday in the black. We want to talk about BLM, Black Lives Matter. Well, there was 4 murders right there. We want to talk about being behind something. Do you really think the Democratic Party is behind that? They have an agenda too. You guys just said they're not even coming talking to your hip heart, the major organ, the major heart, the artery. They're not even coming down there. But that's who our people is putting their faith behind.
Cool. Any comments, Jay?
That was a lot. That was a lot to unpack. First and foremost, let's focus on Tallahassee. If you're coming to Tallahassee, I'm not, as a politician, and you decide to have a round table with a bunch of artists, musicians, it would have to be really, really structured and really, really specific for me to care, because you're also in a place that has a historically black university. Like, why wouldn't you go to FAMU? You know what I'm saying? Like, when we talk about what the arteries are in our community, they don't even, the effort is so minimal. You know what I'm saying? Like Biden had a conversation with Cardi B and I was supposed to care. Or Trump has a bunch of black pastors that co-sign him and I'm supposed to care. Those aren't my issues. And my issues aren't a secret. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're talking about violence in our communities, I mean, yeah, there are reasons why in areas where there's poverty, in areas where people are forced to prey on each other to survive, there's reasons why there's going to be violence in those same areas. But that doesn't, I don't think that means that the black community specifically has a violence problem, because we never say that about the white community when there's a school shooting or when they kidnap a
governor. Come on, man. You're hiding that. Yes, you're very much wrong. Because all of us have a family member who have lost their life to a violent action.
Yeah.
I guarantee if we go to 10 of our white friends, they wouldn't have that same.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know, they probably got us outnumbered 3-1. But based on per capita.
But we make up 50% of the violent crimes and also 50% of the prisons.
But I can tell you this, we don't make up 50% of the murders. Whites commit more murders than blacks. Now, we do have a problem in inner city, but they going off in the suburbs. In domestic violence, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I think it is. Maybe that was last month. But it is a problem that we can't run. Why don't white violence is real, too? But
what I would...
Go ahead, Jay.
No, because I don't get to speak to a brother that's in Utah often, so I really want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you need to love our brothers, and you have to be honest. That's something that we don't do. As black men, as black people, we have an issue with that. So, in us, the hatred is real. The hatred is real. Whether you want to believe in that root that was done back in the day during the lynch times or not, that root is real. Evidently, because we keep harming ourselves, right? We keep doing damage to ourselves. If you're going to rob somebody, don't go rob somebody in your same hood who's struggling just like you. At least have enough sense to go to the good side of town so that way it's worth your time.
That's horrible advice.
That's the worst advice I've ever heard in my life.
I know what you're saying, but no, that's not how it works.
That is how it is.
People that are at the end of their rope do not think, okay, let me pack up and take a road trip to the other side of town before I commit this. No, because the cops are going to be there in five seconds versus over here where it takes half an hour for deputies to show up when you call them. But if you're just driving down the road, there's eight of them pulling you over for a taillight.
Yeah.
But I digress.
That's okay. And to each his own. You know what? When you experience new things, that's when you start to educate yourself, okay? And you have to agree, inside of the black communities, we don't have that opportunity to experience things. And even if you have a neighborhood to where you can experience things, you still have to deal with some type of issue. Whether being harassed by, like you said, maybe some police officers harassing you. If you're a little bit different, you got other black folks picking at you. If your family doing good, you know, now you're a white boy wannabe. Our poison is within ourselves. And we want to point the finger at white folks. We want to start pointing the fingers at politics. And we need to start pointing the fingers at ourselves.
Yeah, I believe in accountability.
That's enough blame to go around. Before we go, what would y'all like to see going to Jay next week? Was it next week or 2 weeks from now? If they have another debate, the president debate.
I would like a commitment. I would like a commitment from specifically the Biden campaign. But if both campaigns want to come out and commit to federally charging the officers that murdered Breonna Taylor, that'd be nice. I'm not holding my breath, but that'd be great. If we can have an actual discussion, like more than a couple minutes dedicated to a conversation about the domestic terrorism that's plaguing this country right now. And really it's plaguing the entire hemisphere, because I believe they just had a situation in Canada as well, which you never hear about. So it's not just white supremacy is a pandemic that's global. I would like to hear that addressed at some point. The prison industrial complex, that'd be great. In this last debate, I heard the vice president mention the issue of credibility gap. I think Senator Harris mentioned something about if Trump tells us to take the vaccine, she's not going to take it. Right, and right. That might be the first time like something she said has actually resonated with me. Because where I come from, there's a lot of healthy skepticism, because the government does lie, and the government has historically done things to the disadvantage of our community, you know. So I think addressing that credibility gap is important to whoever is at the top of it. I don't think Trump is really the person to do that, because he came in pointing out the gap in credibility. He was the one talking about deep state and saying that the government was fine on his campaign. It might be true, but you're contributing to the same distrust that exists. So if the issue is not trusting the leadership, and then you're in leadership, like, are you going to continue to feed into that, or are you going to help it? Or
all right.
But again, I'm not holding my breath.
All right. Tommy, what would you like to see next debate, brother?
Obviously, we want to talk about the race issues. The one thing that we want to do is see, I personally want to see job growth for African-Americans. Ms. Harris did say something that to me impressed me last night. And it was, if your family made below $125,000 a year, that you would have an opportunity for free education. And if you decide you want to go to school for a 2-year degree, that's completely free. That gave me chills because a lot of us need that. We have a lot of young, bright minds, and they just can't get to those state colleges.
Right.
But the one thing that we got to do is, as a community, to start looking out for those bright young stars. I wish our black colleges stepped up a little bit more, letting these students in, giving them more opportunities. If they are out of state, finding a way for them to find a roommate within that college system. There's so many things that black colleges could be doing a lot better. Georgia State, FAMU, I hate to say it, Grambling State, Morris Brown. These are our mecca colleges. But what are they doing? They should be having these voices. Where are their commercials at? You want to start changing the black community, it's going to have to start starting right there.
All right, family, you got to go. A black Republican out in Utah. Tommy, we'll have you back, man, for election. My brother in Orlando, Florida, JSL. Go ahead and give out their Facebook page, JSL, for Pine Hill Talk, man.
Pine Hill Talk, it's just that it. On the rise, you can definitely find us by following The Wire 98.5. We stay collabing, and I appreciate this partnership.
Yes. Tommy, you got a website, you got an Instagram, anything you want to put out there, brother?
You know what? You know, they can find me, man. My name is on there. I'm easy to find. You know what? Especially after tonight, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be easy to find. Quick shout out, man. My sister, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I lost my sister 5 years ago to cancer. It hurts me every day. Wow. And it's just a little way I paint my nails for her. Shout out to her. Shout outs to Beef Jerky. Here we go. There we are. Jack Link and Dasani. I just don't know, but y'all about to pay your boy. So holler at me.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my coconut water.
All right.
All right. Peace and blessings, family. Shout out to that listener from Turkey. Back to more music.